brothers, brothers. We're happy hanging and we're colored, colored. We're happy hanging and we're brothers, brothers. We're happy hanging and we're colored, colored. We're happy hanging and we're brothers.
Yo, it's your boy Flaw 700, aka Flaw Claude Van Damme, aka Flaw Seagal.
Oh!
Aka your boy, Dumb Sum Goy.
Hit it. To me, to you,
aka Flex Flexington.
Slit.
Chill.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco, Sir Fresco, fame of House Fresh. You can follow your boy on Twitter at Fresco Ben Famous. That's B-I-N Famous. And on Instagram at Fresco Fame. That's me.
And we are Kelly Drake's favorite podcast, the Podcast Brothers. And this is episode 151.
151. 151.
We are in the capital of New Jersey.
Every
Trenton,
week.
To be exact, in the beautiful downtown area, Starbucks.
Oh, shit.
Nice, beautiful Sunday.
He looked like the ladies' man, Leon Phelps.
Yeah, he did. Because we be in Starbucks, y'all can just imagine how many people just walk by and just stare at us.
Was your father a
because
meanie?
We're sitting in here with headphones on, microphones, equipment all over the place, and they want to know what we do. So if you just hear us break from the show, they'll be like, yo, what's going on? What you want? What you need? We just looking at the people on the outside. So every show is actually a live show. Like, we're actually around the people.
This is true.
But once again, before we get started with the episode, we are now on Anchor. We would definitely love your donations if you can.
They're hold it down like an anchor, right?
99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, $9.99 a month. If you want to support your boys, if not, it's cool.
Just a couple hours.
But the money would help us moving forward when it comes to like equipment. You never know, we might want to pay for
a venue to host an event.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, stuff like
that. All types of things, mm-hmm. man.
Somebody actually did donate a dollar. I ain't going to say your name, but I appreciate you.
Hey, man, that's a good look.
They sent the dollar to the Cash App.
It's a dollar more than what we had.
Absolutely.
Hold on. How come I ain't got access to the Cash App?
It was a dollar.
It's a fraud. This whole shit is a fucking sham.
First off, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to start my own fucking donation Cash App. It's called Fresco Fame. Donate whatever.
This guy makes everything into a competition. So what you want to see who gets the most money individually? Like, oh, they sent you more money than me.
I mean, it's all going to go towards the same shit. So that sounds good to me.
That's a fact. But without further ado, we have a special guest in the building. This guy, now listen, I'm sorry, I can't remember what episode, but I want to say nine.
Episode nine,
or
yeah.
eight. But it was one of them things. Like, we 3 years in, he was on the podcast when we were in our first 2 months, I believe.
In a basement.
And yes, my pops was doing everything for us. And this young man, he came down with his own microphone. He was Hollywood. He was fancy.
Oh, I remember that. Like,
and he was the guy that taught us, I can hear all of your P's. And we said, huh? What you talking about, Willis? What is a P?
Like, popping.
Popping. And he told us about the mic filters that we need to get. He even left us.
I thought he was giving us a compliment. He was like, you popping. I was like, thanks, man. I'm trying to stay popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He even left us a gift. And but ever since then, I've kept in touch with Will Folsky. We've done some work together that we're going to touch on later on in the episode. But I said the man name. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Will Folsky in the building.
Will Folsky, hey.
It's a pleasure to be here, man. 151.
151, yeah.
151, man. That's crazy.
You have to think if I was on episode eight.
Eight, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
30 plus more
episodes. That was literally the beginning.
To get me back on this show, man. I appreciate y'all. Love what y'all do, man.
Yeah, thanks
man.
For coming through, man.
Thanks for coming through. You know, thanks for rocking with us.
Right.
Like anytime that I did bump into you, we had conversations. But hey, you got a lot going on. I got a lot going on. So everybody's always moving around. So you don't really get a chance to just, you know what I mean, build. But when we did bump into each other, it was always long conversations.
Right.
I don't think it was ever just a, hey, what's up?
No.
Right.
Never was.
Agreed.
Because you got to talk to the workers.
Yeah.
You got to talk to the people that's really grinded and really consistent, because they're the ones who need the support.
Yeah.
It's not the ones who drop off. It's the ones that are going hard. They're the ones who need to hear, yo, I love what you're doing. Love how you're making this happen. You know, just keep pushing to 300.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what we like to do is start the episodes off with talking about how our weeks went. Since you're the guest, Will, you want to tell us like just how your last 7 days were?
My last 7 days were crazy. I mean, every single day right now, we're promoting heavy for Trenton Fashion Week. I know we'll talk about that later on. So every day, I'm the media director. So I'm also handling some of the marketing, creating commercials, photo shoots, making sure that we can be able to keep our promotion fresh because, you know, we're 2 weeks away and we know how it is online. Online, I'm not the type to like the flood. But I'm the type to be like daily, let's give them something a little bit fresh. So I'm setting up photo shoots, doing that type of work, editing, you know, doing some audio engineering for New Pod City, you know, and also just doing my work. Like I just did a photo shoot on Friday up in Sussex Sunflower Maze.
Okay.
Beautiful spot. Thousands of sunflowers, bees everywhere. Just a beautiful space in North Jersey. You know, just to get out and just take some fresh shots and, you know, just keep everything moving. I mean, I know that I'm missing a lot other than following, you know, different things that's happening on television. I stay away from politics. I know how that works. But the sports politics has been good for me this past week. It's a lot of interesting things happening. And otherwise, it's just continuing, build the business, set up new interviews, get things moving.
Absolutely. Man, absolutely.
You guys working, man. What's up with you, bro? How's your week?
Man, my week, I'd say, was emotional just from the kids aspect. My son started kindergarten. So there's always those jitters because I remember me. I remember starting kindergarten. I remember starting first grade. And I remember my reaction. Like, I didn't want my mom to leave me. I knew that. But after time, after a while, I got settled in, but that first day was nerve-wracking. So you know that the kids are 50% you, so anything that you ever could have done, they possibly could possess, if not all of it. They're also 50% of their mother as well. So just knowing how nervous he was, and his tooth just came out. He was just like, yo, I want my tooth back, because he was subconscious of people judging him by his tooth. So you just feel for them because you've been through it and you just want to.
It's not the little homies in there were missing teeth too.
Yeah, but okay, now that's a good point, because once the other kids start coming around and all the kids
you missing three teeth. Well, I'm only missing one.
It wasn't teeth, but my son had on a Super Mario Brothers shirt. All the other kids had on a Mario Brothers shirt and book bag. He has a Mario book bag. So the kids, they started bonding over their, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
That's all it takes for kids.
That's all it takes. Oh, Mike, look, he got it too.
Can you imagine as a grown man, a motherfucker walking up to you excited because y'all got the same shirt on? Hey, bro, you got a Thor shirt on. Well, no shit, so do I. What's your name? Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
I do the opposite. I've seen somebody with my shirt on a few times, and I'm like, nah, I'm not wearing the shirt. I'm the opposite like that.
Gotta incinerate that shirt.
Yeah. The only thing we need to be wearing together is white tees, and that's about it, man.
That's another time.
What about shoes?
Oh, shoes is different. Shoes is different because I don't really go for the exclusive shoes. Now, if I was a purchaser of exclusive footwear and somebody else came in with the top with the black tips and the sky blue bottom that I paid for specialty, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, I have a problem. But if I just went to Foot Locker or something and bought some all black tops, and you got an all black tops, it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel you.
Stuff like that.
That's funny, though, with kids.
Yeah, so after he got, you know, his nerves together, that same day, my son and daughter had orientation the same night and the same time. I was only able to go to my daughter's orientation. They go to different schools. I was kind of disappointed a little bit because they had the new orientation for the new Trent High. I wasn't able to attend because we was out at my daughter's orientation. But peep this, right? Tell me if this guy was wrong or not. So this guy, I guess he's the principal, because by the time we got there, he was already talking. So when he introduced himself, we weren't there. But he's trying to explain to the parents on what to expect for the school year and the students as well. Babies is crying and talking. He's looking at the parents like, hey, yo, I need you to get out. He was kicking out the parents that had babies that were making noise.
Wow.
And I get it, but I'm like, no. What? He didn't have a mic, so I guess he just wanted his voice. But was he bugging?
Yeah, he was bugging. If the pastor can get a sermon with the babies crying in the pews, my nigga, you can talk about this fucking high school with no problem. Hey,
wow.
This baby's crying, bro.
It's not a movie theater.
Right. No. You're in the fucking auditorium talking about some shit. No, nobody's actually fucking listening to
you. And we all know what a gymnasium looks like, but think half. Nobody's past half court.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. I wouldn't have left. I'd be like, nigga, what?
The sad, not the sad part, but, you know, one of the bad parts was the babies weren't crying, but they were like one-year-old babies talking.
Right.
So it sounded like something that you wouldn't understand, but they were just happy
what
kids.
What the fuck do principals do anyway?
Wow.
Yeah, he was.
Like, in school, when you think about your principal, hey, just get the class. All right, whatever. But, like,
that's a good question.
What do principals fucking do? And you know what got me thinking about that shit? That show, Vice Principals?
Yeah.
That got me thinking about, like, what the fuck does the principal act? You ain't teaching nobody. You just like an overseer of teachers?
I'm the law and I'm the order.
Right.
You're like the overseer of teachers, basically, to make sure that they, implement the curriculum of the board.
That's all.
That's basically
it. Keep everybody in order.
That's a good question. Everybody needs. Yeah. So
anyway,
I was there with my daughter, and by the time that was over, orientation at the new Trent High was over. But I heard it looks beautiful in there. I heard it looks real dope. I heard that they got something in there where
two gyms.
I heard they got something in there where it's like auto body shop. They show you how to fix cars.
I did a complete photo shoot. I'll share the pictures with y'all.
Thank you, because that sounds incredible. Because a gym somebody just gave to me was. It's always best to have a trade to where somebody's always going to need something.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of always trying to make sure these kids know the algebra, like which ain't bad, but I mean,
teach them a trade.
Teach them a trade.
We're from Trenton. We're creatives. Like, yes. It doesn't mean that we're not geniuses, but we're creatives. We do things with our hands. We build, you know. So when they took vocational away from Trenton High in the late 90s, you watched an entire generation of kids who weren't able to have a certified skill leaving high school, meaning you were forced to go to college or you
that
weren't
should
going
still
to
be
a
requirement. Like, you should, it should be a requirement to pass high school to be fluent in one of four or five trades or some shit. Like, you'll land on your feet either way.
Or you get behind so far, you just forced to get a job. And you don't have a trade. You don't know how to do anything.
And it's not just like the mechanic room, which is what's glorious. Glorious, right? Because the one thing about that is that now you have your local people who need to get their car fixed. Now they can get their car fixed for free by the students. Because that's the way it was when it was first done. So now you get on that list. You send your car
shit,
in.
Type shit.
You know, they fix your car.
That
call you when
fire.
It's done. You know, and now you get that energy. You're already in a community. Right. But, you know, they had an RN room, gurney, everything.
So,
desks that lift up so the kids can stand in class. So they don't have to sit down if they don't want to.
So you're saying that the way it's going to work you already get this, you know what I mean, this familiar. You're already familiar with the customer. So now when school's over and I'm ready to start my business,
they
have customers that's going to bring me their car because they know I do great work. And we grew up together, like. I know you. I'm your old head. You my young boy, young girl, and I've watched you graduate to this, and I trust you with my vehicle.
Full cosmetology class with, you know, with the foot rubbing area, the hair dryers, everything. I mean, like, everything is so top notch. What these kids are going to get, I'm telling you. When y'all start, you know, people have been kind of screaming for like a gentrification for like the past three decades.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to see people moving in with their kids, that's when you're going to recognize like how powerful like this new school is. Because outside of crime, we can work on that. Put some patrol people out there, get some cops out, make sure everybody's walking to school, getting home safely.
Mm-hmm.
But when people start to see the classes, the full recording studio that they have in there, with two booths.
Seriously?
With 15 computers connected to those two booths.
Wow.
You know, so now
engineers,
you're in class.
Engineers, producers.
That's amazing.
Right. Everything is ready. So once these first few years start to get in and folks start getting certified.
The curriculum gets fluent.
Then you're going to start hearing Hamilton.
Right, yeah, right.
Everybody
right.
else.
They're going to start coming in.
They're either going to be rebuilding their high school or they're going to be sliding on the edge, figuring out what's the one street
point,
on the edge.
Right, the district point that could make them certified.
Now enter a trade. So you live right there.
Right there. Like, you right at the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love it.
Where you live at? I live at the welcome sign. Trent makes bridge.
Don't get me wrong. What you just said was my thoughts. Mm-hmm. They made that Trent High so beautiful that it is going to attract the gentrification.
Oh yeah.
I mean, shout out to the Starbucks. Starbucks
is a part of it.
Like, it's a part of it.
A part of it too.
But that school,
that's the centerpiece,
has so much to offer for the youth that it's I think that is what's going to bring it in. And they know that. That's why you spend the money.
What governor was it that approved the funding for the school? Was it Christie?
Christie. And he wasn't happy.
Of course he wasn't.
Because I heard they was going to move everything to Newark. But then they came and just like, you know, we're going to do this for Trenton. We're just going to lose our what's that? I can't think of the word, but it's like a capitalism or something. We're going to lose everything.
Funding, probably. Yeah, everything. Like that. I was
about to say budget, yeah.
Budget, yeah.
Yeah, we was going to lose everything, but then they went up, wound up and built a new Trenton High. Now, as a person who went to Trenton High for 4 years, I just want to salute y'all, congratulate y'all on something beautiful. There's going to be haters who's going to say,
I'm jealous.
Right. I wish y'all didn't do that for me.
I'm fucking jealous.
But it is what it is.
It took some time, man. I walked through that school and I could breathe.
I still have it, man.
I'm an asthmatic. Yeah. So just to walk through that school and feel that you're still in that space. It's just a new building. I'm breathing in air.
I'm at fucking Eastside High.
Right.
Fucking Joe Clark.
All the hallways stretch from one end of the building to the other end. So if you're coming in through the Tornado Alley entrance and you look straight down, you can see Chamber Street.
Mm.
So there's none of these like little tight little hallways at the Trenton High we was at that you're just walking into a wall.
Right.
You know, like you're walking, you're going to see a wall, but that wall is going to cut and you're going to be able to look into infinity down the next hallway.
That's what's up. So that was Wednesday. Once again, I heard about you and I couldn't attend because I was at my daughter's orientation. Then Thursday come. And I have to take my son to the doctor's, and I'm tired. I told you, I might have said this, I might have mentioned this a few months ago on a podcast, where I'm tired of the man having to hold down his child while you stick needles in them. It's not a fun experience, and I don't remember ever having to be held down. You know what I mean? I don't, because maybe there wasn't a man around to do it, or is that just a man's job? Because a man's there, they say, hey, hold down your child. 3 times I've had to do that in less than a year. You know, my son was sick and we took him to the emergency room and they go, Dad, you know, mom's right there. Everybody's right there. But they go, hey, Dad, I need you to hold him down. Don't get me wrong. Oh, who's the big, strong person? You can hold him down. I get what they might be doing, but it still can be traumatizing for me that you're actually helping hurt. So he had to get his needles and, you know, he... Basically, they had me hold him while they give it, and I hate that.
You know,
it's traumatizing for me.
I'd rather it be me to hold him because I might be pissed at how somebody else hold him. I might piss me off.
That
or get the fuck off him. I bet you give him up. Give him to me. I'll hold him. That'd be me.
Right.
I don't.
You gotta get the needle, right?
That's a fact. But I don't mean to sound. I don't know what it sounds, but I don't want to be the one that causes that. Aids in the pain. You know what I mean? I want to be the comfort because you never know how they're going to look at you like, fam, you just held me down while they plucked
but,
me.
But you know.
I don't know.
But you know, as the parent, what you holding it down for, the reason you ain't holding me down because you're trying to punish him or he just did something. He just made a mistake and you're trying to punish him. Hey, son, you got to get your needle, man.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
I'm a different type of sensitive pops, man.
Some
tears is real tears no matter who causes them and you just want to know who did it so I can do something about it. But when it's you, you like, oh, man, I know, son, it's over. I think that was mostly my week as far as just activity goes. Other than that, just work. Still grinding, still trying to do this real estate thing, still trying to make it work. Mm. And, that's it. Fantasy football is back. I'm ready, lock and loaded.
Fuck football. Over that shit. This game's on today, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever, fuck them. Fuck the Giants, fuck the Eagles, fuck the Cowboys, fuck the Redskins, fuck the Vikings, fuck the Chargers, fuck the Patriots, fuck the Raiders, fuck the Buccaneers, fuck the Jets, fuck the Panthers.
Hey, yo, fam, you got to go through the whole spew.
Fuck the Titans. Fuck them all.
I ain't never heard anybody say fuck the Titans. Like, what the Tennessee
they ain't
Titans
do nothing to me.
Dude, fuck the Titans.
To remember them.
You're supposed to remember them. Anyway, my week wasn't shit, man. I literally didn't do a goddamn thing. Super, super regular, man. Going through the motions right now.
Okay. All right. So we can get into this week's episode. Once again, we got Will Foskey in the building.
Will Fosk.
But do me a favor. Run down the numerous hats that you wear.
All right.
In your day-to-day life.
I can do that. I'm the founder and creator of 78 Ways Studios. We've been open for the past 4 years. Basically specializing in broadcasting, web producer, designer, photography, you know, just basically creating, you know, some companies need commercials. I could do commercials, you know, real estate photography, whatever is needed. But my main thing is just show creation. Mm-hmm. Like, I love creating shows. I have two shows that I'm producing now, one called Man on the Run Mills and one, the Crystal Feliciano Show. And, you know, one is a talk show and one is more of a go out into space, you know, men being men, talking to older men in their 60s and 70s about how they're maintaining their vitality,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming from two 41-year-olds producing a show to say, how can we be active at your age?
Mm.
So like the interview that we got coming up this week, I'm still mind blown about being able to interview Philippe Pettit.
Okay.
You know, most people would know him, the movie that came out, The Wire.
Okay.
That starred Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it was about a man who basically did this entire espionage mission of carrying equipment of both sides of the World Trade Centers after it was open, and then sending a wire across so that he can walk the wire.
He shot an arrow and did that shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, and walked the wire for like an hour back and forth, laid on the wire, danced on the wire. You know, you're just talking about this guy that, you know, is living in another century,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, and just to be able to sit down with him and talk about his life at this time, you know, like he was in his 40s at that time, 30s, 40s at that time, like he's 75. He's still walking the wire for 2 to 3 hours a day.
I'm not even standing by the window on the 15th floor.
Where can they find these shows at?
Well, they can find both shows on my website, YouTube, that's DESHAIR on YouTube. And online, we have the Man on the Run page on Facebook, and we have the Crystal Feliciano Show page on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we'll have those in the show notes. Now, what y'all don't know is I think it was last year I made my acting debut.
Oh, yeah.
The footage hasn't surfaced.
The footage will surface.
It will surface.
They scrapped that scene. They produced the movie and scrapped the scene.
Now,
tell us that.
When Will Folsky was here on the episode we did about 3 years ago, we talked about the TV show, the show, the YouTube series
right.
that he directed.
Right.
Three's the New Normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then stayed in touch with Will. And
right.
then it got extended, and they started to film an additional season.
Right.
I got called in just to be me, the 700 Block podcast, where I interviewed one of the cast members.
Right.
It was so hard just to do me.
Right.
Just be me.
Right.
There was no script. You, just, hey, your flow. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. How do you introduce your show?
I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain the energy about how different it just is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could do this all day, every day. But then when you go action,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Will standing over you like, talk,
that
man.
Thing. That thing again.
But so, yeah, I made my acting debut. It was pretty dope. So you want to tell us just about, like, that show?
All right, so 3 The New Normal was based on Jamala Kidd's life, polyamory relationship, which we saw over the years explode on television. You know, it's like we felt like we were ahead of our time, but just didn't have the funding. You know,
not to cut you off, but y'all did. After we did that episode, after I saw the show, you could imagine how many other shows. And I'm not saying they got it from us, because right. once you just speak it into the
right.
existence, it just becomes reality.
Right.
There's so many poly conversations being right. had right now, and I swear I never heard one.
Beforehand.
Before.
And a lot of that is you put out this pilot, you start sharing it out, you start sending it to film festivals, people watch it.
Yeah.
You know, so when people are watching it, they can either put their energy towards it or take something from it.
Mm-hmm.
And taking something from it could be, yo, this is a damn good idea. Like,
yeah.
we should run on this. This isn't on television at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have that subculture of people.
You know what? Yeah, it's not actually. There are no TV. I can see it kind of being like a shot and directed kind of like in the way that Issa Rae does Insecure. With a show like that. But you're right. There's nothing on TV that captures that dynamic of a relationship.
And there's so many people that are either in that style of a relationship mm-hmm. and not know it.
Mm-hmm.
There's right. folks that are playing with that style of a relationship but not telling the other person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's called cheating.
Yeah. Right. I was going to use the short word, but I was
that's
right?
called screwing around.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that we're watching all of these lifestyles happen over the past since we did that show. And then you can see letters change, you know, LGBT, even LGBT, like a few years ago, it was like LGB.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then it's LGBT.
Yeah.
Then it's LGBTQ.
Q, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's LGBT plus, you know, because they don't want to add no more letters.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
You know, but it's.
They just want to start adding exponents right. at this point.
All right, motherfuckers. Put the plus on it.
Right.
Parentheses. But we're watching a lot of change, especially after Obama leaving office, because there was a lot of like energy that was placed into us.
Okay.
Where we all can be who we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to shy behind all of these little walls and these barriers that America has created to say what's right and wrong.
Right.
So that's why we're seeing this influx of all of these type of shows and artists and seeing Lil Nas X and all of these different folks that are just deciding, you know what? I'm just going to say it because I know that there's support out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like there's going to be some naysayers, but I know that there's support out there. It's like any guy that's just like, you know, I got enough money to afford two women. You know, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and then your woman come back with another one and you're like, okay,
cool.
Mm. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah, you know. I think especially like with Lil Nas X situation or even people that come out and say, yo, I'm gay. There's people, if you have a dream,
right,
it's going to be somebody that says, that's dumb.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
So it's going, like you said, it's going to be naysayers regardless what you say or what you do.
Anything that we do.
I really didn't hear no negative feedback when it comes to Lil Nas X. That doesn't mean Lil Nas X didn't hear it.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that, you know.
If you don't hear it, you know, you're getting a facial expression, right?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people don't really know how to express their
energy.
Hate.
Or you can feel the energy, body language. You know what I'm saying?
For me, when I heard Lil Nas X came out, I think the overall consumption attitude towards it was, oh, yeah.
Right, shoulder shrug. Mm-hmm.
Shoulder shrug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the weather? Like, I don't have.
I think I started singing Old Town Road. I was like, oh, word.
Yeah. It's a song fire?
Right.
Well, what's his name? Really, and we might have talked about this before. Frank Ocean.
Right.
Is that song, the Orange album, is that song still fire?
Yeah.
Well yeah, the music is still going to be good.
The music is still good. So
the music is still going to be good. If the music is good, it is.
Yeah. Right.
But a lot of times we all have our hints no matter who we are. Because mm-hmm. even with Frank Ocean, like I had one of my colleagues, she works for Beats One and whatever, and it was like back
ooh,
at that time.
Fancy.
Back at that time. You know, I'm seeing that cover. I think it was like Nostalgia Ultra,
yeah.
the car in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, it just seemed, and I made a statement and she kind of replied because at that time she was kind of bi at that time. And mm-hmm. she kind of got what I was saying. I was like, it just seems like he has a car in the woods. Like, you know, what do you got a car in the woods with love music and all of this stuff going on? Is it something else?
That's years later, I need. I think I'm right. missing that in relationships and in journalism. Like sometimes there's more to it than meets the eye.
Right.
I need to develop that superpower.
Right. It just
but some stuff sticks out. It just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just like awkward. It's like, why the fuck is there a car in the woods?
Right.
Ain't no houses around.
What?
Why? No buildings.
But how you just raised your eyebrow and kind of got like puzzled by it, there's a message that somebody like get.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that's how you get to the message is by just looking at it and asking yourself the question first. Like, why the fuck is the car?
Me? I just would have been like, okay, cover art's trash. Mm-hmm. What's the song sound like? Without even looking into it. That's what I would have did.
Right. I mean, Trenton just teaches it all. The one major lesson that this area taught me was question everything.
Yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. how I got as far as I got. It's mm-hmm. because I will ask the question. I will try to figure out, am I seeing exactly what I'm supposed to be seeing?
Yeah,
right. And then when...
And if not, why the fuck not?
Right.
What do you see that I don't see? What's up with that?
Yeah. But that can get weird because a lot of times you have to break the chain of not straddling fences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I choose a side, I stay on that side no matter what things happen on the other side. Because once I go on the other side, my view skews.
Right. Well, welcome to my world because on this podcast, I tell people how I see things all the time and criticize me crazy on it.
And they should.
But
that don't mean you should change your opinion either.
I'm not, because guess what? I feel it. I see it. I saw it. Like, mm-hmm. there's literally a lot of things that I've seen happen that you might not have seen. Mm-hmm. So if I say, hey, this is why people did that, you'd be like, what? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. I've literally lived it. Right. So there's always going to be that situation. I don't come in here and I don't make stuff up. I also right. have a feeling.
Right.
I feel that energy. I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have seen it or felt it. Right. So I always come off like he's bugging. But I like that about myself because that lets me know I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
Like that people don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
No, I like that. I can create. No. I like that I can create something out of nothing. You might right. not have saw nothing out of that. But I said, oh, I got my next topic.
Right.
And then when I drop it, you be like, what is he talking about? But it makes sense to maybe somebody else.
It's like watching the Antonio Brown situation or any other situation where you can make a statement early on in the week, ain't nobody saying nothing. But if you make it online, you can share it at the end of the week. Like, yo, I said this a week ago. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nobody right. saying anything about it. It's like, why? What's the why behind all of these actions? Because we can't just say everybody's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, folks
yeah.
would be like, oh, the president's crazy. No, he's normal.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't senile. He knows exactly what he's saying right. and what he's doing. If right. you want to keep acting like he doesn't, that's why you don't know how to make your next moves. It's because you're falling for the white lie. Right.
And I don't really want to get too deep into it because I really don't know what's going on in the, right. in the race. But that's why the Dems look a little lost because right. they don't know how to attack it.
Right.
They think they could be like him.
Right.
No, you can't.
No.
He didn't even know he could be like him until he did it. And he saw his response.
Right.
The response of it.
A bunch of shit and people.
He didn't think he was going to win.
No. This crap.
Well, oh, my God. They actually fell for this shit.
Right. If anybody is the epitome of speak it into existence, that man is.
Yeah.
I don't have to respect him.
Yeah.
But what he does is to protect himself, you throw a little red herring out there. You throw out the problem with your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start to flock around the problem. Then you just walk away.
Right.
You know? You know?
Distraction.
Distraction.
Booby trap.
And then you just kind of move on with it. But that's relationships. That's
yeah.
that's work. That's whether you got a 9-to-5. That's whether you're running a business. You got to know people and how they work. And then figure out ways to not only take advantage of the situation, understand how much they can take advantage of you, because it's never not going to happen both ways.
Yeah,
yep.
You know.
So let's talk about it, man. Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
Fashion
yes.
Week.
It's coming up.
Jersey.
We are excited to actually have a part in that.
Oh man, I had to give y'all a call.
We appreciate
Wednesday night.
Had to Wednesday night. You know, Trenton Fashion Week is 9 years in the making. Crystal Feliciano. She was doing an event at the Patriots Theater for years to raise money for kids with alopecia areata. You know, kids that are either losing their hair from cancer or other extenuating circumstances. So, you know, she's been raising that money. We connected in 2014. I was her photographer at that time. I loved the event. You know, we had many conversations about it. And it was just like, hey, you know, let's step this up a notch, you know, mm-hmm. and that ended up turning into the Gem Dynasty Fashion Weekend, where the Saturday she would still do the traditional event, which we still doing a traditional event. I get to the dates on that. And then we added a My Brown is Beautiful award show, which would extend out to, you know, African-Americans, Jamaicans, Latinos, everyone, you know, just to be able to kind of pull everybody together in the city, show love to the people who are doing work that aren't being seen.
Speaking of that, I'm going to cut you off and let you get back to it. Did I mention it was Puerto Rican Day Parade today?
No, you did not.
Yeah, today they're having a Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And it's lit down here.
Yeah.
It's probably
a lot of brown beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit of that happening. You know, which would explain the large influx of individuals we see popping in and out of Starbucks.
But carry on, brother, carry on.
Right. So, you know, we went to the weekend and that went well and people were watching. They just couldn't believe it. It was mm-hmm. just like, you know, people coming together and just putting teamwork and effort into space and having vision, you know, being able to see ahead. And in my mind, I was always thinking, you know, why isn't there a Trenton Fashion Week? And I think that there wasn't because there just wasn't the right team to do it. You know, so we built our team and we sat and talked about it and worked on getting a trademark done, worked on getting a proclamation done, a resolution done so that Trenton Fashion Week would be the third week of every September for the rest of our lives. you know. Mm. So and that's where it's really just having that thinking differently and being on one side or the other. It's right. saying we need to protect ourselves because we know once you have a good idea, everybody has a good idea, right? So right. it's mm-hmm. like podcast brothers coming down to Starbucks, y'all was the first. It's not like y'all stopped anybody else from right. coming, but people at least knew y'all were the one that cracked this open. Mm-hmm. And y'all are not in their way.
Right.
Like y'all
right.
like y'all keep doing y'all. We got our dates, we got our times. We got this. You know, we didn't trademark it, we didn't lock it down right. for ourselves. Right. But we know that we put it together. But we know how it is in Trenton. We see it with a lot of different events. You mm-hmm. throw something, somebody wants to throw an event the same day. There's not enough people with money here.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Right? There's no, you can't keep throwing that 20 out. Every week we're online and somebody got an event for $20, that's $25. Right. Come out, mm-hmm. come out. How many times am I going to come out to an event in a month? You know, and then I'm looking, oh, I just spent $400.
Yeah.
You know, being at places I'm normally at for free.
Your outfit, yep. your hair, the alcohol, the yep. gas, babysitter if you need it.
Right. And you're also supporting your local brands as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get that's a thing that gets pushed as well, heavy, with a lot of people pushing their own brands and products. They want you to support. You want to support.
You want to.
And you also popping out to that event or how many other events you can get with however much you can afford for the price.
Right. So it
it's
was
a fact.
So it's just, you know, growing this space until we can finally make that announcement. You know, Trenton Fashion Week this year is September 16th to the 22nd. It's a full week. We have events every single day, you know, and we looked at other fashion weeks, New York, Philly, and recognized that it might be a New York Fashion Week, but they might only have events for four of those days,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we got an event every single day where we're launching it at City Hall in the atrium on the 16th at 11 in the morning. You know, the politicians come down, everybody, hey, woo, cut a ribbon.
Gotta shake hands, you kiss know, babies.
Yeah, gotta wave.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, we're going into just a week of just difference, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, even on Tuesday night, we have like a beauty con night. You know, it's a spring bling. It's just women all coming together, walking into a room, and there are makeup artists everywhere, you know, and Brookie Shea is the main MUA, who's a star, you know, makeup artist. And, you know, it's just every night. Wednesday night, we'll be at the college where it would be all.
What's college?
We would be at Mercer County Community
College. Mercer County. Okay, okay.
At Trenton Hall.
I knew that, but I was stoned. So hey,
listen,
I need to be reminded.
Listen. Mercer County Community College. Trenton Hall.
Okay.
That's where the podcast brothers are going to be up mm-hmm. on the second floor looking down on the runway.
Yes, sir.
And doing y'all thing. But that one event is all Mercer County Community College designers.
Nice. Okay.
And that was something we knew that we wanted to be able to do, was like really make sure that the city's involved, but not get so top heavy in age. You see a lot of events, these house events, you'll go to them and you'll enjoy them, but then you look around, there's nobody under the age of 35.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like we gotta do better in the city
yeah.
on making sure that we can find involvement and not keep saying right. that the yeah. people you're complaining about, like you weren't those people 20 years ago.
That's a fact.
Right. You know, like you were those people at magazines.
We do that. Right. We do that. Yeah. You know, like, we do that, and it bothers me when you think about it. You're like making no sense. Like a young boy ever calls somebody an old head,
right?
Like disrespecting them because they're actually older,
right?
You better.
Right.
Like, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you better hope you make it that age,
right?
Because that's an attempt to discredit what you're talking about.
Or right. you'll have, you know, an older saying? Cat, kind of like looking down on a younger dude. Like you were never
your young ignorant. Boys. Right. Your young boys wouldn't have made it in my day.
You ain't make it.
I'm never going to be there, so right. I don't care. But it is a right. thing. Like, it's an equal thing.
I never understood that.
It's such mm-hmm. a gap here because the area is so segregated on so many levels: race, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. economic, you know, just in, you know, generational. There's so much separation. So trying to put together an event like this, you know, we're putting out flyers, people stealing the flyers, mm. you know, where, you know, people trying to promote their event as our event. Like a lot of those things
wow.
go down. You know, but what we had to understand is that, you know, it's, we have to be in our own lane.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a highway going 90 in your own lane and you look to the right and forget to look ahead of you or what's behind you. You might swerve. Sure. It's right. going to be a problem.
Absolutely.
You got. So it's like we're sticking to our lane. We're showing love. You know, Thursday, we're closing down downtown Trenton. We'll have Warren closed. and the cross street front closed.
Okay. Big time.
You know, so that'd be free to everyone to come out and just enjoy free performances and actual runway designers on the streets. You know, okay. So that's going to be dope.
I like that.
Friday night, we're back at the college, and that's going to be like the grown and sexy night. You know, the lingerie night. The women are going to be happy with all the men's with no shirts and all of that. Mm-hmm. And the men or everybody's going to be happy just from our conversation earlier. Depending on what you're into, you're going to be happy.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to see the.
You going to be in the show?
No, man.
You ain't asked. You got that's Ray Brown's night.
He wasted
you know?
His muscles, man.
You know.
He don't want to lift nothing. He don't want to be in no shirtless competitions.
Not doing that.
I just want to be in shape.
Right.
Nah. You know what happened to me?
Oh, I work out for nothing.
I have to hold my son down. When I have to hold my son down. That's all I need to do.
You know what happened with me, though, honestly? A while ago, I did a friend a favor and did a fashion show for them, I ain't never
done it. I can't be buff, nigga.
I did
I'll
it.
Out here.
I'll
be out here.
It's okay to do these things, but if you're not really ready to do it and you're just doing somebody a favor, you right. are liable to come away scarred from it, if
right.
that makes sense. Like, nobody did nothing wrong right. to me. I just wasn't ready for that.
And,
so,
and that happens a lot here, too, yeah. because a lot of events happen where, you know, you're bringing in people because you're trying to either save money or you're trying to do this and that. Like Trenton Fashion Week is, you know, a lot of it is volunteering. Mm-hmm. But so is New York Fashion Week and Philly and Atlantic City. They're not paying the DJs. And your job is to get you your sponsorships
yeah.
to pay you. I'm going to be at New York Fashion Week, blah, 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 this night. Sponsor me. We're good. Like, that's the way you're supposed to get. Mm,
show them how to get that money. Show them how to get that money.
You, like, felt like a piece of meat or something in front of the ladies?
No, just mentally, I wasn't ready for...
He wasn't prepared. And, you know, you need people that are really, you know, someone like Crystal Feliciano that got these... We're doing rehearsals.
Yeah.
Got the last one on the 14th, you know. And I'm watching from casting call to rehearsal. And I'm like, rehearsal number two, these women are, like, ready. Like, casting call, walk.
Yeah.
They're walk, we're watching. I'm like, yeah, that's all right. Look good though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like but I know Crystal is gonna whip them into shape. And then, you know, rehearsal three, they're whipped into shape.
I'd rather have the mentality and then learn
right.
and have because I got the look, which mm-hmm. is why people want to always want me involved in their
situation. They
want to
put you in a situation. Suit.
Here, I'm like, I will set myself backwards if I don't prepare myself mentally for it because I'm around a lot of people. You know me. I'm always by myself. I'm always doing my own thing. Now, you just get thrown out there in front of an audience,
mm-hmm.
walk, dance, spin. I might could do it.
Right.
I might could do it, but it's just like, oh, my God, too many lights.
That's terrible, man. I don't know Run. What you're doing on this show. Seeing some wild stuff on the show. But no, you're absolutely right. So what happens is that I came to you because I'm like, yeah, Podcast Brothers. I want the Podcast Brothers as a part of Trend Fashion.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking, you know, bring you in. Cause I mean, y'all relationshiped up and just had a terrible question to ask, you know, ask homies like y'all in relationships and all of that. Cause I don't understand how like especially with single men that's all styling. Like we know Trenton.
Yeah.
Trenton wait for an event, like mm-hmm. a fake prom and everybody's dressed up on the red carpet. Right. You know, to the nines, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't get y'all to do Trenton Fashion Week. Y'all not going to see all of these women that's already here.
Yeah.
Everybody getting dressed.
They don't really want to be seen. Yeah, they just want the people that they know to see them.
Right, but it's like the vibe is one of my goals for Trenton Fashion Week is for New York Fashion Week, Philly, Atlantic City, any fashion week in our area to start looking at what we got going on and start picking designers from us and models from us, you know,
that's
become
great.
That pipeline
yeah,
where it's
yeah.
like, okay, you did Trenton Fashion Week. Now you got that call from New York, you know, just thank us when you get there. That's all you
got to
do.
Just that's
thank,
all.
Just say, I started to keep us on a resume. Don't do that little disappearing. Oh, I'm, oh yeah, I do
oh,
Trenton stuff.
My,
oh, I'm right, from Philly right. now. Oh, you know, like we know you ain't.
I moved to the Bronx when I was 17. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I've been in Wilderboro for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm from the borough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, but you know, putting together this sure event, you know, it's this Saturday, which is September 21st. That's going to be at the Patriots Theater. I'm raffling off like 3 headshot photo shoots that day. You know, this will be the day where we're going to be showing love to Jocelyn, who has alopecia areata.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And raising money for her. And, you know, and this is the this is the climax of the week. You know, this is where all of our best, the best designers, the best runway models are all going to be there on Saturday to really show off, you know. So that's going to be a great moment.
So tell them the date one more time.
Trenton Fashion Week is from September 16th to September 22nd. Oh, September 22nd for the house heads. We are flying in Teresa Griffin from Chicago. Her main hit that most DJs are playing, Wonderful. She's going to sing that live along with some new, you know, like I think she has a new album that she wants to put out. So okay. I hope that she's going to do a few of those songs from that new album. But, you know, house heads for Sunday, that's the VIP party. Y'all are more than welcome to come to the VIP party.
Appreciate
part of it. I like.
You know, and it's just going to be a vibe that day because we want to prove to Trenton that, you know, we're ready. And this is the event that the city
You said
deserves.
That Sunday? That's the 22nd?
That's the 22nd.
Well, Folsky, ladies and gentlemen.
So, on the podcast, brothers, what we like to do is get into conversations that the brothers and the men listening and the women listening can learn about, which is what we think. Whether it be immature, whether it be well thought out, or just off your emotions. But at least it gives you an insight on what the black man might be thinking about at the time. So I like to talk about this topic right here when it comes down to love and being successful and having to hustle and grinding and having so many different avenues. Like Will Folsky, he wears a lot of hats. Right. To be successful, they say you need like 7 streams of income.
To be a millionaire.
To be a millionaire, yeah, you need 7 streams of income.
Right.
So just going to work, working a 9-to-5, it's really not going to cut it if you really want to cut it.
True.
So with that being said, when do we think is the best time to really settle down? Are you looking for love pre-success?
Or post-success?
Or post-success? Or you got some that's on the road to success and say, yeah, I'm on the top of the world and I want a family. And oh, look at you. I'm marrying you. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I got a triple platinum album. I'm about to go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. You can be a musician, a movie star, second movie out, and you just did $1 billion. But I want you, girl.
Ain't that something?
Anyway, me personally, I've always looked at it. I guess I've lived through the media. So it's hard for me because there's really no famous. I haven't been around too many famous people to actually see how they live. But
man, you see me every week.
Talk that talk.
What's my name? What's my name?
Yeah, all right, now you're playing.
What's Fresco Fame?
It's in the name. It
really is. I'm serious.
It's really my name.
I wasn't bitching you.
But I've seen, you know, people get at the height of their fame and in the middle of it decide to settle down with someone. And I can go like, yo, man, why did you do that? Mm-hmm. But don't get me wrong. A lot of people like to be touched, to be held, to be in relationships, regardless of what your situation is. Personally, me, I found it better for me if I was to go post-success. Because let's take an athlete, for example, a basketball player, a football player. They might retire at 35, if that long. You're still a young man.
Right.
I can see you now not having to travel as much,
mm-hmm.
not having to do as much. And you can actually be home helping your wife or whoever you are, raise your children, take kids to school. Now, even though a lot of us have children before we even have a job, mm-hmm. let alone a profession, and we realize we're actually working backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But if we was to have a choice, I would choose success afterwards, which even would still be hard for me because now that I'm a successful man, of course, you're going to have so many women knocking down at your door and you don't even know if this is even love or not. Well, but once
you,
again, that's just my thoughts.
Successful or are you famous?
Oh, I'm famous and successful.
Okay.
Well, we'll just go with successful, meaning that you've accomplished, you're retired, you've accomplished what you want to accomplish, you're a somebody, and people recognize success. If you walk around, people feel that energy off. You don't have to actually be known or be on TV, but they know. You a guy that got it together. But I'll go post just because, once again, I mentioned Will Folsky's many, many hats. I don't want to get caught in a situation where my girl is telling me I'm doing too much. Mm. I would hate that. You're always out. You're always busy.
I'm going to take pre. I'm going to take pre-success.
Before she saw, before the shine.
Yeah, that's how I know it's real. And then when the shine get there, I ain't got to worry about, like, no fugazi shit. Like, if it's real and you was there before I was shining like a brand new penny, you know what I'm saying? And you might have been one of the guides to lead me to my success.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So I would take it pre-success because I feel like now I get to reward you, you know what I'm saying, with everything, with all the hardships that led up to this point, to me cracking the big, hitting the next level, as opposed to pre-success. You probably still think I'm that nigga I was when I was at the height of my success, and that's all you see. You still trying to infiltrate the system that way. I don't know if it's 100% real as I would before I got what I was achieving to get. So I'll take pre-success. I want that love before I make it big. But everybody ain't that lucky. Everybody ain't LeBron James and Savannah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, those are the few.
Yeah, like, that's some rare shit. How many motherfuckers you know still together from high school?
No, I look at relationships and I look at this question. It is a very deep question. You know, if we can control when would we want to be in love.
If
when
you could.
If you could.
Right, right.
If you could. I would say post. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I would say post is that what I've learned over time, with being a man or being a man and shit, you know, when we're not ready, we live that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our money's not right, we act that way. It's like it's hard not to, you know, and whether we're spending a lot or whether we're just not even getting enough, whether we're faking it to make it or whatever. When we don't have it, we're not as comfortable. When those bills aren't paid, we're not as comfortable, you know. So what is the woman getting when they get us when we're trying to become somebody, right?
Frustration.
You know, so they're getting the frustration. They're getting the ramen noodles. They're getting the, oh, yeah, maybe we can go out for the weekend or maybe we can't or just come over, you know, because, you know, I don't got it right now or she got it right now. So now y'all riding on her cash and, you know, all of those things. So now, if I'm in a situation where I'm already successful, I'm looking for success. You know, when I'm not successful, right, I'm with who I'm with.
Mm.
You know, so whatever she's doing, you know, whether she's an independent woman spending my dime or whether she's doing her thing or not doing at all, she got her regular job, which is fine. Let's not knock the regular jobs. The, you know, you work for UPS. All of that stuff is good. It pays. I wish somebody would have told me that, you know, waste management people are making 80 grand.
I wish I'd known about the firefighters when I was young.
You know, New Jersey Transit time and a half. You know, you'd be like, what you getting? 95 time and a half. Was anybody going to tell me this? No. So you didn't get in early. So for me, I look at it as I'm successful. So she's successful. So we're entering into a business because that's what marriage is.
Yeah.
We're entering into a business. So I know what you got. You know what I got. Got our separate, you know, bank accounts, got our joint account where we're throwing in something for, you know, whatever we might want to do. But She has to be in my space. What I mean is I find it a lot easier that with me doing broadcast and doing that, dating somebody who's in broadcast, you know, because now you can team up on a project, you know, so otherwise you're just screwing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you're having a good time. You're comfortable. She's comfortable. Everybody's happy, but you're not really.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was like one of my things where I was just like, I say post because I will wear a lot of hats. Like, I do a lot. And it gets to that point where I'm too busy for somebody because maybe the things that I'm into might not be your taste as well. Like recording podcasts and working out, doing the other things and real estate and wearing all these hats. Right. And your job might consider you doing something totally different and you could never understand what I'm doing. Now, you might force yourself, well, let me learn what he's doing just so I can become a part of it. But you know that's not really your thing and you're trying to, you're forcing it, which I respect. But I personally just don't want that pressure of letting you down because I'm following my passion and ever have to choose between what I love doing and who I love.
Which you should never have to choose because what you're doing is paying for everything that you both are enjoying and what she's enjoying. So once you come, it's like, okay, you walk into the strip club,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, Chocolate Thunder up on the pole doing her thing. She making $350, $550 a night.
Mm-hmm.
Right, y'all get into a nice little conversation, y'all start talking, you're in champagne rooming, blah blah blah, you end up in a situation where you're outside of those walls mm-hmm. with her. Now you know her name is Jennifer.
Yeah,
it ain't Chocolate Thunder, you know. So now you're dating and you're talking and all of that, but you also understand that the Benz that she's in, the way that she's living, the vibe, the money, you know, she's going to be up late, she knows the nights that she got to be in. You might can have her until 11, but she knows that the prime time is at 1 a.m. when she got to go to work and get her paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to allow her to go and get her paper, or are you going to be the one that say, I need you to not do that anymore? If you cannot replace that money, that,
right.
then
you in her way.
You in her way.
You in her way.
So it happens on both sides. So if she's looking at you saying, you're not giving me the time that I need, obviously, when you met me, I did not have that time to begin with.
Right.
So
I gave you the time that I did have.
Right. So now you're asking me to take away from one of these many hats that I have to spend more time with you. And that's why I would much rather be posting. And I would much rather, if it's a relationship, it's someone that's in my field. She can be a DJ. She could be a photographer. She can be marketing and promotion. She could be anything that's linked to what I do. So we both understand that we got to find those times to hang out and grow. But I'll tell you how I'm living right now, and I'll be crazy honest with you. I've been building better relationships, friendships with women that are fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got to go in $40 something, it is what it is because that's just the vibe. I'm still human. I need that part, but that $40 ain't going to be able to do the emotional part. They're not going to be like, yo, you need tacos?
Right.
You all right? Let me stop up. Or hey, stop down.
I know what today is. You know, want to
like,
hang out?
Yeah, like, it, you know, the birthdays, the collaborations, the actual conversations about life. So I've learned over time, I'm like, if a woman can step in and she can add to that energy and everything is moving properly, then I'm not replacing anything. As you see in a lot of relationships, yeah. people get in relationships and start dropping friends immediately,
mm-hmm. right.
start dropping family immediately yeah. because you're now trying to mold into what another person is into. They're not really telling you what they're into, but it's a trap into getting what they want. So you could have got me at 24. When you're full of nut, what are you going to do?
Mm.
All the answers are easier. Everything is, oh, she look hot. Oh, that,
yeah, of course.
All
yeah.
the, you know, so I'm like, you could have got me for a cheap marriage in my 20s or 30s. You can't do that at 41. But see, you ain't whipping me this at
is
41.
Us, this is us being how old we are and being mature about it, which is right. why I like having the conversation, because there might be some young men who might be going through that to where right. they feel the pressure of, you know what I mean, or they're in a relationship but nothing too serious and they're about to take off and they think that they have to compete with, because people change.
Right.
Because we can say, this is how you met me, like you gave mm-hmm. the example of the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the person who adds a hat as you go?
Right.
I'm passionate about something new now. Sorry.
Right.
And it might not have nothing to do
with it's got to be... I feel like if you into somebody and the person that you're into is into other things that you may not be interested in, you can attempt to show interest. You don't have to love it,
mm-hmm.
but you can respect it off the strength that the person that you're involved with is doing it.
Right.
And if that person's adding another hat, you got another trait that you want to go on, or you got another business that's adding another section or development to that particular business, just communicate it. I feel like
right.
everything can be worked out. It's right. like, yo, babe, I got this going on. Now I want to start doing this because this is going to create this type of revenue, and then we can start doing whatever we want with this right, right. here.
Nobody's
if
talking.
If you talk about it, I feel like it's schedules, it's timing. It's going to suck sometimes. You know what I'm saying? No, I wanted to see you today, but I got business popping. I need to handle this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll let you know. Thursdays free or whatever like that. But there, I feel like there, I don't feel like you have to be completely in line with someone in order to be able to have a good relationship. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think the opposites are part of what makes a relationship good. But I agree with everything y'all said. I completely understand and agree with that. But for me, as a person, I'm good with whatever your life is. If it's not nothing crazy, you ain't out here snorting coke on the side and robbing banks, no shit like that. Like everything else can be fucking worked out. Like right. That's how I feel. If I fucks with you and we got a good vibe, I don't get that nowhere else. You communicate with me on a level in a way that I respect and I don't get from anybody else, and I want that from you, we'll figure it out.
Right, and you got to find your space, too. So it's like, who are we trying to impress, right? Are you trying to, because your girls are going to ask you when the last time you saw
her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Or when you go to a get-together and you're not there. Well, mm-hmm. Where is he?
Where, you know, so those type of conversations, how strong are you in your own relationship to say, we good.
He's out handling some business.
I don't have to see if she's there.
I never see him around. Where is he?
Right. You know, so all of those other conversations, it's like the love of your life might not be that attractive. And you know you got to run them through the gauntlet of your family.
Right.
Like how many relationships are we going to go through where that's the case? Like, you know, are you going to get rid of somebody that you care about for the simple fact that your dad is going to think, oh, that's a...
Right, exactly. You know. I wondered that too. Like, okay, so you're introducing a mom, you're introducing a dad, they don't approve. Do you cancel it?
Right.
Do you say, well, I can't be with you now?
Deal breakers in a relationship. Let's get to it real quick, man. You know what? I think it's kind of like piggybacking on what we just talked about a bit. Like, it's kind of like you can actually use the same energy that we used off that.
Right.
But one thing that I was looking at, right, this is a real social media post where the question was asked, what's a deal breaker in a relationship? And one young lady was like, she needs constant affirmation of, you know, of them. Mm-hmm. And
What's constant, though?
Every week?
Yeah, that's daily. That sounds daily.
Well, that sounds like more than I want to give.
Right. That's more than noon and night. Right. And that's when she gets dressed, maybe you look good. When she walks away, that's a nice
day. And I noticed that's not one of my strengths.
Your morning beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that's not one of my strengths. I don't think I've ever complimented a girl on her eye shadow or something. Like, I don't know if there's just some things that women look for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get a haircut. And that might be me being my own world. But I just think there's some women who are looking for you to always notice everything that they do.
They need you.
And that's not my strong point.
That's most women.
And that's the work that you got to put. That's the work they put in.
Right.
When they're an hour and a half late. They're not an hour and a half late because they took a nap.
Right.
I'm getting beautified, nigga.
They is changing. They is trying to figure out what their curves is going to do, what their hair is going to be like, what, you know, or the face beat.
How many times they change the outfit? Notice,
or if you're not noticing, nigga, I'm getting compliments from Antoine at work every fucking day, but my man will never tell me nothing.
And that's the issue because it's not about who they get it from. It's they didn't get it from you.
Right.
So why is it everybody else can notice but you didn't notice?
Right.
I see you every day.
Right, but it's also...
You got to do it, though.
It's also you did not appreciate the effort.
You didn't notice.
And that's what she needs because the effort is what you got her on.
Yeah.
You know, so you saying, oh, girl, what's your name? You look so good tonight.
I'm like the same way, man. Don't tell me I got this fresh ass fade today. And I'm, oh, baby, you look good. And I get the same fade 2 months later. And you like, yeah, I see your haircut, nigga.
Right.
Bitch, what? No. Say how you said it when you first bagged me.
It is training. A lot of relationships fall apart because there's no repetition.
Complacency.
Right.
You just get used to it.
You're just like, all right, well, there's nothing they can do is right. So now the sex is just missionary position. Mm. Like, y'all done.
Right.
You know, like, y'all done. Two pumps in the dump. You done.
Two pumps in the dump.
Yeah, when you look at your... Yeah, that's the name of the episode, ain't it? Two pumps in the dump.
She not even allowing the muscle to relax for 10 minutes. She just like, yeah, you got three.
You would hate to be that guy to be like, yo, I'm about to get some for my girl. And she
just
like.
Did you just make that up? Or was that something you heard?
That's reality.
That's real life.
Because women know their stuff is good and they know it ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they know when they want 30 minutes or when they want two. Or when they ain't messing with you, but they know they still got to do you. They ain't trying to be under you that long.
I just would hate to be that guy. You think everything good, but it's not.
It's not.
And you
man,
want...
Man, that's all of us.
But you still
been
around?
We've all been there.
For what? Like, why am I still around? Like,
yeah.
You know, ain't nothing worse than being with a woman and you know you're not even her type. You've been with a woman that you weren't hurt. Like,
do women have a type? I think women are like mutants. They can adjust.
They all have types. Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
I think
you
women,
might fall into a category or two where they can be like, all right, cool, yeah, I want the dude that's like 6 foot tall, that's this,
and they all end up with the nigga that's 5'8".
Right. I think. Okay, so I guess if you put it like that, 5'6" to 6 foot, but not 5'6", but 5'8" to 6 foot.
Right.
If you fall somewhere in between, but I think women are more to settle than men. Like, they'd be like, they'll find something in you that they can work with.
Women,
he ugly, but
women will cheat on you in the next room if you ain't doing what you need to be doing for them. For real.
Hallelujah.
For real. And they play coy, they play nice and relaxed. They play like they not that because they know what the deal is. It's all culture.
This be the soundbite clip for the preview, what he just said?
You know.
Yeah, we work on it.
It's all the culture of it. We place hoe and slut and all of that on them, but we don't receive that. Like, they're trying so hard to give it back to us. People mad that Megan Thee Stallion get to throw her cheeks and all of that, and nobody's calling her a slut. And,
who mad?
You know, but most ain't.
Yeah.
But it's the title. You can't give them the title. That's what Cardi was working on erasing. Okay. Like, yeah, I'm having a good time.
I was a stripper.
That doesn't mean that you should put a title on me. That
or this is all I'm going to be.
Yeah, this is all that I'm going to be. But we're all that.
Yeah.
Like, we all been O's. You know? So it's like, but for them, it's their wants and their needs have to be maximized. You got to be 10 out of 10 with women, you know, and whether you can do that or not, that's up to how you feel in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But you got to be there 10 out of 10, meaning you got to be able to take them out. You got to know when they're hungry. You got to know when to order some extra French fries because you know they go to eat your
which
your
is
food.
Every fucking time.
You got to know.
God damn it.
You got to know when they want their space. You got to know when they want to hear.
Yep.
The get affirmation. Ready. I'm coming to get you.
You got to know their cycle.
That helps.
You got to know when it's coming.
There's apps for that.
Because
they don't know.
No.
They don't know. No, they don't know that they're behaving that way because of the cycle.
No, they
don't. They'll start to behave that way before they know.
No, fam. They'll tell you what's coming. They'll tell you what's... But
in a moment of them acting bitchy, it's not because, my period's coming. They don't... That's not that direct correlation.
But you know what? As men... Once again, I talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago. We're the head of the relationship. Not saying the leader, but the head. Meaning, we're supposed to peep it. Oh, it must be that time. We got to download the app.
If that's expected of them, you can learn that kind of early in a relationship where they kind of expect you to just know. I don't want to just know nothing.
That's my thing.
Because it's so much easier to handle a heart and handle emotion and spirit when they can actually just be like, I'm not feeling it today.
Yeah.
And they can be like, I'm not feeling, all right, then I'm just going to leave the house, or all right, then I'm not stopping by, or all right, you know, catch me when you're ready, anytime during the week.
Right.
But I'm going to lean back, let you do what you got to do.
Right.
But that also leans back to what I said earlier. At this point in my life, I would much rather have strong women friendships, because there's conversations you can have with women you can't have with your bros, no matter how cool you are with your bros. You know, so with them, you can be able to still go out, have a good time, still kind of just be in that mix. But then at the same time, I'm like, okay, I need to do some other stuff, so I don't need love for that. You know, but I need caring in a relationship. I need that compassion in friendships and relationships.
I don't think I've been able to have that type of bond. I would like that. I think that women, when they see me, it's like a setup type of vibe where they'll tell me, which is cool. But the more you hang out with them, the more they start to feel. Now, I can go like, hey, just cool. Just hanging out. You just chilling. But I always get that vibe from them that I see what you're doing.
Right.
You're trying to change into something that I said I didn't want. So for me, it's hard for me to hang out with.
Come on. That's after you start screwing, though. You know, that's always it. Once you push the button far enough, you're going to change a few.
What era are we in? Because I realize this era is different. The era is different. I mean, because of social media, everybody want to be seen. Meaning that if I was to hang out with a girl, let's take this picture. Like, they will want, because they want people to see. I get what you're saying, but it's not about the screw. It's about, I'm actually with a man, and I'm going to show the world, and that brings a different type of energy.
Only reason why women do that is just to make sure that their girls can contact them and be like, yeah, I ain't fuck them. That's all that is. Any woman showing off the guy they just started talking, they do it all the time. They do that one moment, he's never looking. His
face. He on his phone.
You know, he looking away.
Yeah.
He's looking into the sun is in his face, so it blurs over his face. He'll take the picture, but even those men learned how to take the photo and still remain inconspicuous because they got other stuff going
on.
Y'all
want to hear a crazy story? It's a real story. I'm just hanging out with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just a friend, and a mutual friend texts them, "Yo, what you doing?" She takes a picture of me and says, "I'm hanging with him." Didn't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just showed, but nothing happened with me and her. Like, we just hung out.
Petty.
So the picture was unnecessary.
Very petty.
If there was nothing.
I'd have never spoke to her again.
Just to put you in your place. And women to do that, especially on social media. You flirt with a woman that already got a situation.
I just thought of that because you just mentioned it, but it just crossed my mind. Like, yo, fam, we ain't even cool no more. Like, it was nothing. All we did was go have dinner and have conversations. Meanwhile, you taking pictures of me and telling your friend. And I would have never told anybody I was with you because that wasn't what it was
supposed
to be.
Turning around. Mom dropping you back off. Jiggly, what you do that for?
I play the same game in the other end. Like, if I know it's a woman that I know I ain't getting the ass from, but they're bored, so they still want conversations with me, I would talk to them about fucking just so they'll stop talking to me. You know, it's real life because people play those petty games, and they'll do that shit online.
You gotta tell people
it's
too,
so
like,
much easier.
I feel like that's a conversation. I feel like that's a conversation that also needs to be had upon, like, first dating. Yo, I'm not really with the you post me, I post you on social media thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like, that needs to be a part of the conversation.
Right.
Because motherfuckers assume, yeah, you'll be somewhere. You'll be at a nice spot. You'll take a picture of that drink. You'll take a picture of that art on the wall or that chandelier hanging from the ceiling. But you make sure that shit keeps moving in all angles.
The advice that we give, I think, is very important. But I also think we also need to understand, because I've been around so many different people to where if you would say, I don't want you posting me on social media and I won't post you. But when you post everything else, the women will feel something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you go, don't post me and I won't post you because I don't want that out there. But if you post all your kids, if you post all your friends, if you post everything about you, the women will. And some men might do it too, but the women might feel some type of way as to why you will never post them. And they say, what are you trying to do? Hide me? Are you ashamed of me? Is there someone else? You can have all those pre-conversations, but the energy of what they feel like, because they're going to be on your page looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't got a problem posting that, but you can't post me?
I'll tell you another place.
I don't. I told you that. What the fuck is the... I told you that. Like, and also, motherfuckers got to stop trying to change the narrative. If I told you that a year ago, and I haven't changed in that regard. No, I don't. Why are you acting like I told you I was and I didn't? Why are you shocked? I've never done it. Why you expect me to do it now? And if you want me to do it now, ask me. Have a conversation about it.
Because that's
why. Don't assume.
That's some of the reasons why people do nice things for you. When you start getting them nice cooked meals, when you get those massages, when you get all the good sexual pleasures and things of that nature. They think that that's the opportunity to sometimes go in and renegotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's their fault. That's their fault.
And then no matter what they do,
I'm not taking responsibility for somebody else's fuck up. Like, I'm not.
The power of the P. Like, you tell a woman,
it ain't that much
I'm not
power.
Interested. I'm not interested in a relationship. They still sleep with you anyway, and they think
that it's going to turn.
That it's going to change.
Then who does the pussy have power on? Them.
Them.
How you pussy?
Reverse pussy power.
Because a nigga was on the same wave the whole time. You gave it up, and then you thought shit was different.
That's honestly why I really don't be bothered with people because of that swerve at the end. Like, yo, we said we was just cool.
Yeah, I would rather
not deal with anybody than actually just go through that motion because I'm good on that. That's just me.
I mean, well, I'm good, man. Honestly, me and my relationship, she's 100% fine with, like, the no photography thing. Like, I posted her one time on my story. She was like, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right. And then, right. And also for me, I'm not the kind of person, I don't like to carry trends from old relationships.
Right.
So, like, my last relationship was all over social media. I think it's phony as fuck to do it all over again.
Right.
And you're doing the same shit, just that's replacing the person. Like, I don't
you don't want to do the same thing.
Going to the same bars, like going to the same spots. Yeah, like
that's just lame. Like, and also, I don't need motherfuckers in my life. Like, this social media shit is for people to view what I want you to view, motherfucker. If I want you to see my girl, I'll post my girl. If I want you to see my shoes, I'll post my fucking shoes.
Do you feel like you're like men? I'll say men, because women are always targets. Men don't care if they single or in a relationship. Do you feel like men are targets when they're in a relationship, when they show that they're happy?
Yes, because
absolutely.
I believe so too.
Absolutely.
But we're not, I wouldn't say that we're targeted because of our confidence. So if single men are able to replicate relationship confidence, mm-hmm. there will be a lot less single people.
Okay.
Because when we're in a relationship, we're
secure.
You don't
give a fuck what nobody else is thinking. You move how you want. You live how you want to live. You dress how you want to dress.
You're mm-hmm. secure.
You lose weight. You don't give a fuck. I mean, you gain weight. You don't give a fuck.
You don't lose weight in a relationship.
Right. You gain weight. You don't give a shit.
Right. So that energy that you're giving off, that presence when you walk in the room,
I'm glad
all
you
that
said
confidence.
That energy.
Because, and that's why when, you know, when you cheat on a woman and she feels devastated and she feels hurt, The one of the main reasons, whether she can word it or not, the reason why she is hurt is because she know that she gave you that energy and that life for other women to see you the way that she sees you.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Because you wasn't.
So when you
you wasn't shit before I met you, nigga.
That's a fact.
That's what that is.
So when you take that and
that's real shit.
When you take that and you vibe out, you're dressing better, you're living better, you're doing better, everything is moved.
Your haircut every week.
And then you go. and you go and fuck somebody else on her credit.
Yeah, that's a dagger, man.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucking dagger.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it sometimes because, I felt that, man.
That's real shit, yo.
A man's ego is solely built on a woman's reaction. Mm-hmm. We don't have no ego before a woman or before
if
whoever
she tell
we
you
deal
you ain't
with.
Shit. You're going to feel like
you're going
to
believe that.
We do not have one. And it's normally always linked to the orgasm. The first time you realize you can make somebody shake and twirl and ball up like mm-hmm. a tennis ball and all of that.
Right, the second you
get
in it, and her reaction determines how good you feel.
You'll go forward, right.
Right.
I don't care about the rest of it.
It's the confidence.
And that's why you can see with the men that don't, the angry ones, the ones we see around the world, the ones who got to get the big cars, the big houses and everything else. Their lack of confidence and their anger with women is because they can't please them.
Boss bagel dude.
Right. You know, because they can't please them, they become bigger misogynists. They become bigger assholes. You know, they don't.
And they'll keep going.
They'll keep growing because that's the only thing that they can do. They can only buy another house. They can only get another boat. Right. They can't make that woman peak.
That was one hell.
Whoa.
That's a
big
gem,
Will.
Man.
A big gem.
So right now we're gonna get into a little fresher fiasco. I got about two in the clip. And so Will, I explain to you how the game go.
Right.
Without further ado, here it is. Fresher fiasco. The Netflix series will now drop weekly instead of all at one time. Yes, Netflix is going to make some changes. Not only did they raise the prices, goddammit, but now they're going to start giving you an episode every week of their original series. I believe that shows that they buy in are going to give to you in bulks, mm-hmm. like seasons. But if they got an exclusive series, you're going to get it once a week. Fresher fiasco.
I think it's fresh. I think it's a smart move for Netflix for the original series that they released. I think if everything else is still, if they got like Fresh Prince or whatever, but don't try to give me Fresh Prince one episode of time. Motherfucker, I seen all them shits. Like, why are you bullshitting? But if it's an original content that's solely produced by Netflix, that's putting them in line with the other programs and TV shows that are being shot, you know what I'm saying, that air their shows weekly as well. They might feel like they're giving up too much, you know what I'm saying, for what I don't know however much it's costing or whatever, but maybe they feel like they're giving up a little too much and they can get a little bit on a return by having, well, then again, what does that do for their streamers? Does it enhance? Do you think it would enhance the amount of streams they get by going weekly, or will it drop? That's the part I'm a little confused on, because I think people who watch it, like binge watch it all at once, I think that would make up for the overall numbers of people that would watch it week to week. And you might even lose people because after a while they might lose interest.
Forget that it's coming on.
I don't want to wait till next week. You know what I'm saying? Or I was doing something else Monday night at 8. You know what I'm saying? I binge watch it because I'm home all weekend and I ain't got shit else to do. Now I got to wait. like 4 weeks. You can lose interest. So I don't know. I just think Disney got Netflix shook. That's what I think.
I'm gonna go with Fiasco because that was one of your selling points. That was made that kind of what made you different from television.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have original content.
And yeah, that was the whole point of streaming, right?
Yeah, we're going to give it to you.
Get it when I want.
And that became a thing. Or we're going to binge watch this all weekend.
Right.
And that became a thing, you know, to where
they have a section like, called binge worthy shows.
And we're about to go back. We're about to go into the fall winter season where some people really don't want to do nothing on the weekend. It might snow. It might. And I want to. And a new series came out. 13 Reasons Why just dropped. The whole series, 10 episodes. I got something to do all weekend.
Right.
So that was their bread and butter. I have a problem waiting for Snowfall, Power, the shows that I like.
Yeah.
I want to continue to watch. I accept that on TV. Netflix, y'all gave me something else. So when Luke Cage came out, watched that. Oh, I remember watching everything Friday night.
That's your hero.
I watched it Friday night.
That's your fucking hero.
He looked like me. But I watched it Friday night. When all these shows come on that I really, really wanted to enjoy, I sat and I watched them in its entirety that one time, and I enjoyed Netflix for that. So I'm going to go Fiasco because keep it the same. But if it's, like I say, if Disney got you shook and you need to make these changes, do your thing. What you think, Will?
I'll say Fiasco, but y'all definitely covered every single side.
Okay.
So it ain't too much I can add to
yeah.
it. I just feel like, you know, Netflix birthed all these kids. And now they're it's like your parent changing because of the child.
Yeah.
Like the child is coming in and saying, hey, we're doing it weekly and we're going to be television. And you're like, well, we can do it too. Like, you know, like what parent is listening to their child?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Netflix has a lot to deal with right now because I know I'm already talking to people like, you know, who we share an account with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I getting their second Disney Plus thing?
Right,
know?
Right.
You know, I'm doing the trade. Like, hey, I'll give you my second Netflix for that second Disney Plus.
What's good?
You know, let me get that Hulu for this. Like, it's real out here with that type of subscription app television. But I would definitely say Fiasco. There, you know, Netflix needs to die on its cross. If it's going to go out the way that it came in.
The way you came in. Right. Absolutely.
You know, don't bend.
Fresh or Fiasco, in 2020, DC is set to premiere a Black Batman. Fresh or Fiasco?
I'm going to go fresh. And I'm going to go fresh because I noticed that there is a new wave of comic book / superheroes stepping into the picture, right? Iron Man's dead. Captain America's old. You got the Falcon being the new Captain America. There's a shift from what we were originally watching from the superheroes, and it's like turning into something a little bit different. So we just saw a Spanish Spider-Man on Into the Spider-Verse, which was amazing.
We saw a bunch of Spider-Mans. It was a whole universe. You had the girl, right. The pig.
Yeah, but the main guy was...
The main guy was...
The new Spider-Man in that world was, you know what I'm saying, he was of Spanish descent, so, and it was dope. Batman is an iconic figure, right? But Batman is probably the most popular, like, comic of all fucking time. So...
Debatable.
It's debatable, but he's up there. He's top three, no doubt. Batman is definitely top three superheroes out of popularity. Maybe not like favorite, but popularity. People fucking love Spider-Man. But I think it's fresh just because we're in a new wave of superheroes being presented in the way that they're being broadcasted and presented out into the world now. So I'm with that. And as long as they do a good job with it, as long as they do no bullshit, as long as it's been if it's of quality the way they do everything else, then I'm with it.
I'm going to go with fresh. I'm going to say it's fresh because there's, you know, the multiverse because of Enter the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many different iterations now. So the diehard, you know, racist DC fans, because there's racist Marvel fans too. Mm-hmm. There's still fans that haven't watched Black Panther yet. That's another topic.
Mm-hmm.
But you can give people different mediums and say, we're going to give you the Black Batman. We're giving you the Batman, we can call it that, that's still going to get filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're taking their canon
right
and making them black.
Is
now
it?
you're just taking another iteration because they already got the main, the Batman. They already got that dude, the one from
Gotham.
Yeah, or whatever, like vampire film.
Okay, right.
From in. So that's already set. So them releasing a black Batman, it's about time, because you would see it in different cartoons, you know, whether it's whether it was his sidekick, Fox, that most people will know from, like, you know, from The Dark Knight, you know, Morgan Freeman, like that character.
Yeah, right.
You know, that character was Batman in one iteration.
Okay, okay.
Know? So
drop them Batman gems.
So you're going to get different ones. You know, give me Nightwing.
Okay.
You know, like, Nightwing, give me an old, give me the older Batman that I thought that we was getting with Batfleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Which I was happy with, because I just felt like he was the best Batman in suit. You know, like, to me, like, the best Bruce was Christian Bale to me.
Okay,
Christian Bale.
But the best
no
Batman that you look at and you're like, that's Batman, that was Affleck to me.
Okay.
He took a lot of flack, you know, pun intended.
Is it going to be a cartoon movie, or is it like actual
movie? That's what I was going to think about. I was just going to go with the fact that, like Will said, they're going to keep the Batman. Mm-hmm. But you just might have a kid who wants to help his neighborhood, and he learns what Batman learned.
He has a mentor.
And he just does his own thing, but he's Batman.
Right.
So it's not like Bruce Wayne is going to be black. No.
Right.
It's going to be a black
Batman too. Maybe.
Batman. It's just something different.
Because there are Batmans where Bruce Wayne met another one.
But it can make more sense though, because if you actually think about it, why does Batman, that's like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can save the entire galaxy, but he only patrols Metropolis.
Right.
If something happens in Trenton, you mean to tell me he's not going to move? So we need our own.
How many people moving away from that cooch? They ain't moving that far, no matter how you can fly or not.
I'm staying right here.
Listen, Lois was so powerful, she made Superman get a job. You understand what I'm saying?
That's some loving right there.
Superman never needed money, but he woke up.
Made him an honest man.
And you know what? How the fuck did he qualify for that job? What the fuck did he do? It's like he just walked in one day and said, I want to work.
But you don't think he can't pass? But you don't think he can't pass the test of anything?
He probably ran through class once.
And then he ain't study shit.
He's Superman.
He saved the world. He's Superman. He ain't super smart.
He goes, he saves the world, quote unquote. He destroys having Metropolis. And at the end, that dude got a job. He was in his 30s already.
But wait a minute, Doc.
What was his major?
Superman was never like any brains of any operations, right? Like, he just like fought. He never scientifically went through the steps to figure out what the problem was. Mm-hmm. He just showed up when it was time to fight, and then like that was it.
I just assume
the only person I see doing that was like Batman.
Him being Superman, he knew enough. Like, he was smart, because that's just...
Nope, I can't give him that.
One comic, I believe it's Earth One, where that's the smart Superman. Like, they see him reading, like, going through school and all of that. Like, you would think that because he can run faster, he can do all of this stuff, he can read at lightning speed the same way they would show the Flash. Because the Flash is also intelligent, but when you see him studying, it's like... Book done. But there was only like one where they made Superman like the mind.
So I guess that's what I'm saying. I assume that's what he could do.
Right.
Well, you want this job? You have to study for it. All right, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And he passed. He couldn't pass any tests.
He just walked in.
He ain't go to college or nothing. You can't get a job like that with no work experience or no internship.
That dude was walking through Antarctica searching for a ship. And now he's working at the Daily Planet.
You're the best journalist this broadcast station's ever had.
No, he was actually trash because he kept getting yelled at. Clark.
He was never at work. He was off saving Lois and shit, man.
He was actually trash.
Right. He's the co-worker you complain about.
Right, yeah, he is. Fucking Clark ain't never at his fucking desk, man.
Never end, but still get the good projects. Get the good stories.
Right. That's why Brock hated Peter Parker. Nigga, you ain't never here.
We could end it here.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to...
it's about to get lit in here.
Yeah, I didn't know it was actually that late. But,
shout out to Will Foskey, man. Thank you for coming through, my brother.
Powerful episode. We got Fashion Week coming next week.
September 16th
to the 22nd. The Podcast Brothers will be in the building on that Wednesday. Here.
Also, man, Three's New Normal, the new series, we will see it.
Yeah.
You will see me.
There is some releases that we got going on. So I'm working on some scenes, and then I'm breaking down to make sure that everybody can get seen in those scenes as well.
Boy is going to the big screen.
Hilarious, man.
Episode 151, we in downtown Starbucks. We might see if we can get a little bit of this Puerto Rican parade festivities in, if it's still going on. I don't know. I still see people coming walking back and forth, but we'll see.
Yeah, let's dip. I need to check on my goddamn parking space.
It's crazy, y'all. Peace out.
Deuce.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.